I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. Supporters of the family of the 19-year-old man shot and killed by a Mobile police officer last month are calling for criminal charges against the officer and governmental changes. AL.com reports in her first public comment since her son Michael Moore's shooting, Shunta Daugherty questioned the whereabouts of the weapon police say her son brandished before he was fatally shot during a traffic stop by Officer Harold Hurst on June 13th. The handgun police say Moore reached for during the shooting was not recovered from the scene. Instead, officers say it stayed in Moore's waistband as he was transferred to a local hospital where investigators then reportedly recovered the weapon. Ordinary People's Society Executive Director Kenneth Glasgow says negligent homicide or manslaughter charges should be filed against Officer Hurst. Supporters also want Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson to remove himself from the process of appointing members to a Police Citizens Advisory Council. Stimson and Police Chief James Barber say they would support the mayor selecting 7 members to the council, with council members selecting another 7. The subject of diversity in business is the focus of a meeting in Tuscaloosa tomorrow. The Minority Business Council of West Alabama will hold its second annual Small Business Diversity Summit at the University Church of Christ in Tuscaloosa. The gathering will include training sessions on financial institution applications, peer-to-peer lending, doing business with larger companies, and more. Michelle Coley is the chairwoman of the Minority Business Council of West Alabama.
Well, the Minority Business Council was developed in order to give minority business owners, small business owners, access to the chamber and all the benefits that the chamber can provide in terms of connecting them with city government, connecting them with resources and education and training.
Cooley says the speakers at the event will include Alabama Labor Commissioner Fitzgerald Washington. Sylvester Hester will also address the group. He's president of auto parts supplier ARD Logistics Alabama. A group representing communities served by the Tennessee Valley Authority is meeting this week in Decatur. The Association of Tennessee Valley Governments will hear updates on TVA-related issues as well as local tourism. Executive Director Mike Arms says the group's meetings generally focus on factors occurring throughout the 7-state region served by the TVA.
We try to have a varied program that talks about a lot of TVA-related issues, but when we do that, our programs usually focus on energy, the environment, and economic development. Of course, all those revolve around things TVA provides in the service area.
Arms says this summer's meeting will feature a presentation about Decatur before and after TVA's 80 years of service in the region. Now your forecast.
High temperatures end up topping out in the upper 90s this afternoon. Heat index, big deal. We're talking about a heat index approaching 110 today and on Thursday. About a 10% chance for stray shower storm each afternoon. Highs remain in the upper 90s on Friday and Saturday. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.